Federal officials today announced the arrest of two leaders of a mosque in Albany, New York. They were caught in a government sting when they allegedly offered to launder money in a plot to buy a shoulder-fired missile for a purported terrorist attack. But as NPR's Larry Abramson reports, the government says the arrests are not tied to the current terror alert or the recent arrests of terrorists overseas.
The government says the sting began when Albany resident Mohammed Hossein asked a man for help in getting a fraudulent driver's license for a relative. The two developed a relationship, and Hossein then asked the man for a loan he needed to refurbish two of his rental properties. James Comey of the Justice Department says Hossein never realized he was dealing with a government informant who was laying a trap.
The cooperating witness brought a shoulder-fired missile to a meeting with Mr. Hossein and explained that he imports such things and ships them to New York City to the Mujahid brothers, implying terrorist operatives, to shoot down airplanes.
In fact, the missile was a harmless dummy used to snare Hossein. According to the government, Hossein agreed to go along with the plan and enlisted the help of Yassin Aref, the imam of the Masjid As-Salam Mosque in Albany. He has also been charged in the case.
The cooperating witness, the plan they conceived would give Hossein cash, who would then run that money through his businesses in Albany and repay the cooperating witness using business checks.
The government says surveillance tapes captured the three men meeting several times over the past year. Hossein allegedly received cash payments, supposedly the profits from the sale of the missile, and then laundered the money through his businesses. Comey said the case shows the lengths the government is going to in an effort to disrupt potential plots, but Comey conceded this was not the case of the century, that no actual terrorist plot was underway, and that the two defendants never planned to handle the missile themselves. Comey insisted the case did not amount to entrapment. The two men clearly thought they were aiding a planned attack and went ahead anyway.
The cooperating witness continued his ruse by saying that he was engaged in buying ammunition for Jaish e Mohammed, a group the State Department has designated as a foreign terrorist organization, and that the missile would be used against the Pakistani ambassador in New York to retaliate against the leadership of Pakistan for helping the United States in the war on terror.
Comey said these arrests have no connection to the current terror alert or to any other of the recent arrests in Britain or Pakistan. In Albany, Republican Governor George Pataki rejected the idea that recent anti-terror activity might be motivated by the political campaign.
This investigation has been going on for months, as I've said, more than a year, and it's been based on a great deal of detailed information, and the actions are being taken, were taken this morning, because it was the appropriate and necessary time to do so.
The two men could face 70 years in prison if convicted on all counts. The government would not comment on wire reports that say the two men are in fact connected to Ansar al-Islam, a terrorist group linked to al-Qaeda, or on reported ties to Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, a militant blamed for fomenting insurgency in Iraq. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.